Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 75. The details of Yudhisthira's Rajasuya sacrifice and the humiliation of King Duryodhan. The kings, sages, and demigods were delighted to see the Yudhisthira's Ajatashatru's Rajasuya sacrifice. But there was one exception. Duryodhan was not happy. Why? One reason Duryodhan was not happy because he was envious. Now Shukadeva Goswami is going to describe another reason. So in one sense, although in 74, chapter 74, Shukadeva already described the Rajasuya, he's backtracking a little bit because something arose in his mind, another reason why Duryodhan became envious at that Rajasuya sacrifice. So then Shukadeva explains. The different relatives of Yudhisthira, being bound by love to him, Prema Bandhana, engaged in different tasks at the sacrifice out of their own free will. Yudhisthira did not have to force anyone to accept different duties. Which relatives perform which duties? Bhima supervised the kitchen. Duryodhan looked after the treasury. Sahadev greeted the guests. Nakul procured the necessary items. Arjun attended the respectable elders. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna washed everyone's feet upon their arrival. Draupadi served food. And the charitable and generous Karna gave out the gifts. Krishna engaged himself in washing feet because those who had pride could not do so, which basically means all the kings. During the Avabhrita celebration at the conclusion of the sacrifice, there was lots of music and celebration, mridangas pounding, conch shells sounding, dundubis, kettle drums, and horns. Lady dancers dance euphorically to the loud vibrations of Venus and flutes and hand cymbals, reached all the way to the heavens. Everyone set up for Yamuna. All the kings went out with four parts of their armies, elephants, horses, chariots, and foot soldiers, preceded by flag bearers, carrying colorful banners and poles. All these powerful armies followed Yudhisthira, while the Pitas and Gandharvas sang praises and rained down flowers from the heavens. Men and women were adorned with sandalwood paste, flower garlands, jewelry, and fine clothing, and they started sporting with each other by smearing and sprinkling one another with various liquids. The men smeared the courtesans with plentiful oil, yogurt, perfumed water, turmeric, and kumkum powder, and the courtesans playfully smeared the men with the same substance. Surrounded by guards, King Yudhisthira's queens came out on their chariots to see the fun. As maternal cousins and intimate friends sprinkled the queens with liquids, the ladies' faces bloomed with shy smiles, enhancing the queen's splendid beauty. The wives of Yudhisthira, such as Draupadi, went out of the city of Indraprastha on their chariots to take part in the fun. As wives of the demigods, Swarga Devis, enjoy riding in their celestial airplanes. The wives actually joked and played with their husbands, as will be seen in the next verse. Otherwise, it would be improper for them to joke and play with their cousins, says Vishwanath. It would be improper for Yudhisthira's wives to even joke with Krishna, who is actually the most famous of Yudhisthira's cousins. Therefore, the wives joked with friends of their cousins, which means their own husbands, namely, the queens or the wives of Yudhisthira are also the wives of Bhima, Arjuna, etc., and they joke with their husbands. The The queen squirted water from syringes, something like holy, on their brothers-in-law, using bags filled with water. Their garments became drenched, revealing their arms, breasts, thighs, and waists. In their excitement, flowers fell from their loosened braids. By these charming pastimes, the ladies agitated those with contaminated consciousness. Their actions of these queens generated lusty thoughts in persons with impure minds, like Duryodhan, but not in pure-minded persons. After they finished their water sports, King Yudhisthira looked resplendent with all the rituals and all his queens surrounding him. The priests led King Yudhisthira. They performed a Patni Samyajna, a ritual done by the sponsor of a sacrifice and his wife, which consists of oblations to Agni, Soma, Twashta, and the wives of certain demigods. They also arranged the Avabhritya bath, the ritual which solemnizes the completion of the Rajasiya sacrifice for Yudhisthira and his wives. So celestials pounded kettle drums, and demigods poured down showers of flowers. King Yudhisthira adorned himself appropriately and opulently and worshipped all his relatives, etc. He honored them. Very beautiful arrangement here. The men were shining like demigods. They wore jeweled earrings. These are the entourage and family members of Yudhisthira. These men wore turbans, waistcoats, silk dhotis, and valuable pearl necklaces. The lovely faces of the queens were beautified by their matched earrings and locks of hair, and they were all wore golden belts. Many personalities, kings and Brahmins and planetary rulers came to worship Yudhisthira, and after taking his permission, they departed each for his own abode. King Yudhisthira prevailed upon Krishna to remain for some more time, and he stayed a few more months with Indraprastha, and sent Samba and others of the Yadu heroes back to Dwarka. One day, sometime after all these events, Duryodhan became disturbed by seeing the riches and opulence of Yudhisthira's palace, and also by the wonderful magnificence of Rajasuya's sacrifice. Yudhisthira was completely attached to Krishna, Achyuta Atmana. In the chambers of Yudhisthira's palace were various types of treasures that Maya Danava had collected from kings, the kings of humans, human kings, demon kings, and demigod kings. Draupadi served her five husbands with those opulences in that palace. Seeing all those opulences, Duryodhan became overcome with envy, and his heart burned, atapyat. Then along with the wives of Draupadi, there were thousands of Krishna's queens also staying there. They had lovely faces, earrings, and locks of hair. They appeared extremely beautiful. Yudhisthira was sitting on his royal throne, a golden throne, in the special assembly hall built by Maya Danava, displaying the opulences of Brahma himself. King Yudhisthira is being praised by the court poets. Yudhisthira was surrounded by friends, attendants, and also Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who acted as his eyes. This is described, verse 34, Swa Chakshusha. Krishna was acting as Yudhisthira's eyes because Sri Krishna advised King Yudhisthira on what was beneficial and what was not. Proud Duryodhan, holding a sword in his hand, angrily entered the palace along with his brothers, insulting the doorkeepers as he entered. He abused the gatekeepers of Yudhisthira with sharp words. Bewildered by the architectural designs which created illusions that were designed by Maya Danava's magic, Duryodhan mistook the solid floor for water, and he lifted the end of his dhoti and elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid floor. He was bewildered by Maya Dhanava's mystic power, which revealed who was hostile in that assembly hall. Seeing all this, Bhima laughed heartily, ho, 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 and so did the women, kings, and others. King Yudhisthira tried to restrain his brothers, but Krishna approved. Bhima also tried to restrict the laughter of the women. He gestured towards his queens, wives, with his eyes by saying, "Don't laugh." Krishna, however, encouraged the ladies with the movement of his eyebrows. So what could be done? By this, Krishna sowed the seed of dissension within Duryodhan in order to remove the burden of wicked kings from the earth. That would happen in the upcoming future Kurukshetra war. Humiliated and burning with anger, Duryodhan turned his face down and left without uttering a word, and went back to his capital of Hastinapur. The saintly persons present in Yudhisthira's Maya Dhanava assembly hall, they exclaimed, "Alas, alas." King Yudhisthira was a little bit sad. Krishna was silent because he had ulterior intentions. Krishna bewildered Duryodhan simply by his glance, and he engaged the magic power of Maya Dhanava as a secondary cause. So this is why Duryodhan was dissatisfied on the occasion of the great Rajasuya sacrifice.